Record.
Record at the tone.
Dude. All right. Hey, I should open the channel then.
Oh, I was just enjoying the dead air.
You're Depeche Mode-ing it up?
Yeah. Did we lose Ian?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
What's Depeche Mode have to do? What are we doing? Tell me.
Isn't that
I love
enjoying
Depeche
Mode. The silence?
Oh, I get it.
It was a little bit of a stretch.
What?
Oh, I didn't see who was in at all. I mean,
I was paying 0 points of attention to
this. Sartop, Perondiak, and Sluggo, like, I looked over and they're all three, and so, apparently it was Sluggo.
There you go.
Sluggo for the win. I gotta sneeze. Hopefully I don't do it, like, with a live mic, but...
Oh, no.
Because I have violent sneezes. But see, now I've talked about it out loud, so I can't sneeze.
Well, look up at the sun.
Yeah, it's not out.
Yeah. That makes you stop.
Stop.
It makes you sneeze.
Yeah, it makes you sneeze. Yeah.
No, it's had something to do with the sun and sneezing.
Oh yeah, if you look at the light, if you need to sneeze and can't, you look into the light.
Okay, that's a weird thing, but wonder why that works.
I don't know, but it does.
Huh.
I haven't read listener comments, at least not all of them, but I've got them like in an order. So
there you go. Doing it live. Ah, man, that was a funny bit. Another, there's a person whose head also exploded, Ian.
Definitely.
And that's just because he's a big jerk. But crush all of his poor employees. We're ready to roll, right? You good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
All right. True Believers, welcome to the 344th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ray, we got Ian. Hello.
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 How are you? It's all fine here now, thank you.
Hmm.
How are you?
Constantly on edge, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
There's a greater than 50% chance that I will take a day to myself this weekend and have some hopefully nice time with my friends, but that will inevitably fall apart, so... Right. I'll lose my will to live again after that.
Enjoy? Question mark?
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm getting far too excited about the possibility of it, so it's going to get derailed.
And now you've got two possible people with COVID, and it's just...
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's no good.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Yeah.
Nobody's tested positive yet, so at least not that I'm aware of.
We had a vendor come into town Monday? Yeah, Monday. They've been meeting with the local municipalities on a project they're working on, and they were supposed to meet with us tomorrow, and apparently they were exposed to COVID yesterday, so they had to cancel the rest of their trip and come back some other day in the future now.
Isn't that the second time you've had a vendor bring COVID to you or attempt to?
Yeah. It's good times.
Oh, well.
All right, so this is the week of 6/29 to 7/6, and holy smokes, June is over already.
Yeah, crazy.
Man, we are flying through, more than a week's worth into summer already. Your summertime, 5-day, 4-star crash! On the Titans. Since last we talked, at 26, you had Throg versus Lockjaw. How'd that go? I don't know what Ian has
one
there.
Cover.
I honestly don't remember.
Oh, right.
Okay, did not go for Ian.
Yeah, you guys both won on the first attempt.
Yeah.
I have one.
It was yes, that is correct.
It was a clear success. Yeah. Weirdly enough, his green, it got to fire multiple times when I finally got to it. I was worried though because Lockjaw is no slouch.
Yeah.
Right. But in this particular setting, I feel like and many of them are, and I definitely enjoy that. But I feel like Throg was designed to win this one.
Seems like yeah.
Yeah. With the yeah, but. Yeah, to no avail.
Sure. Coming up on the first, how about this one? You're going to have Ghost versus Widow.
Okay.
Oh, you got a fully covered Ghost. You just got to level her up some.
I might.
Oh, we got three different builds going there. That's always fun, too.
Well, clearly Ian's is as covered, right?
Oh, look who has the recommended build this week, chump.
Once.
I don't know.
Is it me?
No, I don't know. Sorry, I was looking at the build for
for a totally different character.
I was. We're going to have to bleep that out.
I got gonna... this one.
Oh. I totally looked down at the graphic. One character too many. I was saying Boo Earns. Coming up on the 6th is Mysterio versus a Spider-Man.
Nice.
You should be able to win that one, right? I remember what Mysterio does. He does something.
I don't know. He does some things and some passive things, but I don't think I have him covered in an effective way.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me know next week.
Yeah, for sure.
Storyland, you got to fight for your right to Wakanda. Daredevil, Gert, and Ghost Pool there. Placement is Wolfsbane and some Iceman shards. Followed up by the ever-popular Meat Rocketing Group. Man, it seems like we've met so many times. So many times. Gray Suit, Wolfsbane, Iceman. Placement there is Jubilee and some new character shards. That'll be Stick of Steves, Star-Lord, Jubilee, Gargantos. Placement is Black Knight and the new Kamala Khan shards. And if you have not finished up your Puzzle Gauntlet away. Ian, how you doing on the Puzzle Gauntlet?
I got a 4-star Sharon out of it.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Yep. So I upgraded her at least one tier and then attached her to whatever appropriate Captain America was supposed to be attached to her.
All right. News, I'll let you pick. What do you want to tackle first? New character? Changes in character rotation, the free gifts that you got, or a change in our beloved publishers?
Whew.
Hang on. What are my choices again?
New character.
No.
Character rotation changes, Hellfire Gala gifts, or the acquisition of D3 Go by another company?
Rotation changes, for sure.
All right. Let me find that. All right, so... they're going to make a change, instead of having 5 stars and 4 stars, and soon, just for Ian, 3 stars again. Rotate into packs at different times. All pack rotations will take place at the start of each new season. So Kamala will be entering the latest Legends packs at the same time as Hulkling, starting on 6:30, which is tomorrow for the start of the Haze season, Soul season. So, instead of trying to, you know, figure out when people are rotating in, all gonna happen all at once. Moving forward. That's kind of nice to make it easier to figure out.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let's, you got a second choice, or should I just go along?
Do the 3 in-game things first. So you did pack rotation. Let's go to Hellfire Gala gifts.
All right. For the, I think this is now year 2 of the Hellfire Gala in the 616 universe. They've given out some gifts. You will get a Cyclops Hellfire Gala costume, 400 shards for Cyclops. So those are coming out to you. If you have not get them, you should have gotten them today. Apparently there was a bug that delayed that getting out to some people. And it says, they, you know, appreciate your patience for those who didn't get the rewards right away. But enjoy that new Cyclops costume and stay tuned for an X-23 one next week.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, there's a Cyclops costume?
There is.
Other than Flynn's arcade Cyclops costume that's here in the Discord?
Yes.
He looks awesome, by the way.
But it makes my soul hurt to look at it.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't heard from Flynn's Arcade in 100 years, and his cosplaying looks awesome.
Yeah, it does look incredible.
So anyway, how do I get a costume for Cyclops?
Log into the game, man.
Oh, today?
If you did not get it, there's some more scheduled to go out later tonight at 10 Pacific, so maybe you'll get it tomorrow.
I checked at like 3 or 4 o'clock and it wasn't there. And then I checked again right before the show and got it. So you might get it when you log in.
Okay. I will check it out.
All right. Hey, we got a new character.
Yeah.
Right here.
So, Jane Foster has reared her ugly face. All right. It's not ugly. Her non-talented face backups. We have a 5-star Thor. Oh, that's new. Her affiliations are Heroes, Avengers, Godlike, and Enhanced. Those are new keywords.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I just now read that. What does Godlike and Enhanced get me?
I don't know. Hmm. That's new. Completely new.
Yeah.
Right. Right now or in the future?
Well, yeah, I'm assuming in the future it's going to do me something. I'm sure right now it does me nothing, but that's exciting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
So,
I'm excited too.
Yeah. So she is red, blue, and yellow, much like, you know, the other one. For 6 red, feel the thunder. Let's see. Raise Mjolnir high. Call a thunderbolt of lightning. Deal some damage plus more damage per charge tile on the board. Plus more damage for each charge tile that's been destroyed this battle. That could add up. Then convert 2 red and basic tiles into charge tiles. All those damages go up at max level. You're doing 8354 plus 2092 plus 1255. That 1255 for every destroyed charge tile could get to be big. Interesting. For six red, that's a bargain. For seven blue.
How are we generating these charge tiles? Does she do that already, or have we gotten, is that coming up?
We'll get to that too, but that red power also makes charge tiles on its own.
Oh, wow.
Her blue power is called, they call me Dr. Thor. They call me Dr. Thor.
What?
Oh, they she's call me a doctor. Dr. Thor. They call me Dr. Thor?
Yeah. It's Dr. Thor.
Oh.
It's a Kiss song.
I get it. All right. She's a doctor.
Seven blue. Convert three random basic tiles into charge tiles. So here's more charge tiles here for you, Ian. Passively. At the start of the battle, Thor converts one random basic tile into a charge tile. At the beginning of her turn, Thor converts one random basic tile into a charge tile. If Thor has 8 or less AP in any of her strongest colors at the beginning of her turn, and whenever she fires an ability, Thor destroys one random adjacent tile to each charge tile on the board, prioritizing special tiles.
Wow.
Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP, but man, that's going to be a lot of board shake.
Yeah, that's a ton of board shake.
As you go up in level, at level 5, you're converting 5 random basic tiles into charge tiles. At the start of the battle, you're converting 3. So you're going to start out with a minimum of 3 charge tiles on the board. And if any of those are like red and you can make a quick red match, then you're going to have that 6 red to fire off that red power to make more charge tiles and do damage.
Right.
That's solid.
Well, now I'm excited. Any chance that her yellow ability is an AoE ability that does almost no damage?
That would be awesome.
Well, let me read it to you.
Why wouldn't it be?
But wait for it. It's 8 yellow. Okay. Thor destroys all charge tiles on the board. For each one destroyed, deal damage to a random enemy, then convert 2 random basic tiles back into charge tiles.
Yeah.
At level 5, you are destroying converting 4 random basic tiles to charge tiles and maxing out at 5609 damage for each charge tile you're destroying. And if you're destroying all the charge tiles on the board, you know, that can be quite a good.
Yeah, that's way more damage than I was hoping for.
Right. I mean, hook her up with what, like Black Bolt and five-star Storm or something, right? Just have charge tiles out to get what?
Sure.
I don't know. Sounds like it could be fun to play.
Yeah, I mean, I assume. I mean, why not? I mean, obviously, because of the level and damage disparity, but I'm like, might as well pair her with Battery Man. I don't know. Like, the yellow won me over, but if you're telling me that the new character is a 5-star version of the 4-star character whose abilities are use my blue to generate charge tiles, use my red to do a ton of damage because those charge tiles are on the board.
But the yellow actually does something this time.
The yellow does do something this time.
Because it's not just throw a hammer at you for a slight scratch on your shoulder.
I love... Now, see, that's kind of what's appealing about it, because, you know, when you just can't make the blue-red combo work and you have to end up winning a match with just the yellow,
yeah,
that's satisfying.
It makes you feel dirty, though. I'm like, oh, I got to do this, don't I? Here, I'm going to throw this at you. I'm sorry. But yeah, this seems like a very solid 5-star character. I mean... As always, yeah. I'm usually wrong about how this plays out, but man, her and 5-star Storm, I think, are going to be a wrecking machine together.
Potentially. A lot of board shake, for sure.
Yeah. Man, that seems fun.
And she's got some good health. Yeah. She seems like a very strong character.
Yeah, that should be fun to play. Let's see. As discussed, Thor shows up in placement rewards in Meat Rocket and Groot, and progression rewards in Thick as Thieves. You get some shards in placement for the Peggy Carter 4 victory versus, and tokens to the Trust Me, I'm a Doctor vault in her versus, which is called Trials of Divinity. That's running the 3rd through the 6th. The Thunderous Thor cover store runs the 30th to the 3rd. Chance to get your Thor there. The Trust Me, I'm a Doctor vault runs the 7th to the 10th. 40 items, 1 Electric Potential Legendary Store token, a 4-star... Goddess of Thunder cover, and some random 3-stars and such. The Electric Potential. This makes me think of the Electric Band, the Muppet Band. What's that? They're
the Electric Mayhem
Band?
Yes.
That's what's key.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
That's right. The Electric Potential Legendary Store. 15% chance there to get Storm, and Electro, who does not make charge tiles in any way. Which still bums me out that they came out with that character and wasn't based on charge styles. Additional tokens for that store are 25 CP each. I might have to spend some money on that one. Well, not money. Command points. Right. I'm not going to spend money. That would be absurd. But there you go. She looks good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right.
Yes, Samurai. I'll try to have Ray add that to the webpage.
Oh, that on this day, let it be known.
That NSJ, June 29th, 2022. Craig said aloud on the show, "Ooh, board shake. That sounds fun."
No, no, and I am not being sarcastic. Opposed to board shake. I'm opposed to board shuffle. That Loki power and stuff that shuffles the board. Oh, it takes forever and it sucks. Now the big wheels board shuffle.
It doesn't take that long. That's the best. The animations turned on and you haven't for 3 years.
No, I've had them on for quite some time. I really like watching big wheel flip the board. That one, I like that a lot. I play with him every day. All right. So as we had our news, what was that, last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, I don't know, brain hurts, about the new developers taking over, we also got news that D3 Go is merging, I guess been acquired, by a company called 505 Games.
Oh.
So I think it sounds like the current team at D3 Go will continue to work on MPQ and the other projects that they've got going on. They're just joining a larger company. And hopefully can, you know, bring more to the game here.
Well, we've got Ice9 listening, so hopefully all that is correct, because if not, well, I'm sure we'll hear.
But, so, congrats on the merger. I hope it all goes well for everyone. And, you know, we hope things keep trucking on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fine. I think that's, I mean, as long as everything's going good for all of the people at D3, that should be fine. 505, you know, is a pretty big publisher. They had some hits. Death Stranding was very popular. Control is somewhat popular. I think they're finally putting out Puzzle Quest 3.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, so A plus on that acquisition.
Yeah. Anything else in the news for you folks?
I don't think so. Nothing about the game.
All right, then. Let's move on. This week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the gang solves the North Star situation.
Oh, I'm on this show. You guys have to warn me. I'm sorry.
Ian, this is your part. You got to read something.
Okay. I'm not ready. Stall with semantics. Sing a song or do a little dance that they can't see.
Make a little love. Get down tonight. Get down tonight. You can't see it, but I'm doing like the Saturday Night Fever dance. I'm pointing to the ground and into the sky. And
Ray, did you do Framed yesterday?
I believe so. Was it the same day that had the ridiculously easy hurdle?
Yes, and it had an equally easy frame that you got in one?
In one, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you definitely got it in one.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, that's why I saw it, and I was like, oh, Ray got this much faster than I did. It took me two. Okay.
Was it 13th Warrior?
But no, not that good.
Okay.
But Blade Runner.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, it was the first image was of the city with the flames coming out and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, that's...
Oh, well, yeah, the neon and the rain and the darkness and the whole deal.
Clearly that's Blade Runner. There's no...
Yeah.
Right. Well, I haven't seen the sequel, so my first guess was that.
Ah, okay.
And when it told me that it was not that, I said, oh, well, I know what this is.
You haven't seen the new one?
No, I haven't seen the original, Craig.
Oh.
I have some sketchy blank spots in my movie-seeing career. That's... Blade Runner and Blade Runner 2, or whatever it's called. Hold on. Don't quote me on that. No one say anything. I'll Google it to make sure I'm as accurate as possible.
Save that for a different show.
I don't even remember, I love that movie.
Runner. It's called Blade Runner 2049.
2049? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yes. I know there's no such thing as Blade Runner 2.
Hey, that's Electric Boogaloo, as we all know.
That's just crazy.
That's a breakdancing movie right there.
All right, let me talk about Jean-Paul Bébé before I lose my mind.
is that like Bobby Blondie?
Who's Bobby Blondie?
The poker player, Jean-Paul Belmondo, or whatever his name was.
Oh, that guy! Yeah. Wasn't he on Survivor?
He was on Survivor.
He was solid.
No one could ever get his French pronunciation of his last name right, so he just became Bobby Blondie.
No, I'd forgotten about that. It turns out, again, you knew this, though. Once I got married, it turns out I don't enjoy poker. And I definitely don't enjoy watching it on TV.
True story.
That sound of people riffling their chips at the table for no reason. Not good.
I don't even notice it, really. Anyway, can you tell me about North Star now?
I'm trying. I was on the wrong wiki.
Did it all for the wiki.
I was just
going
to tell you about him and not how he relates to the game.
That's fine.
All right.
Does he relate to this
game? North Star. Everybody's fifth favorite Alpha Flight member. He's a 4-star character. He is blue, yellow, and black. His blue ability costs 8 blue AP, and it's called Running Early. Destroy a chosen row. Gain yellow AP for each yellow tile destroyed. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate other AP. Let's see. As this scales up, you also gain black from black and blue from destroyed blue, and you deal 1,333 damage. Star Bright. This costs 6 yellow AP. It converts 2 basic tiles of the target's strongest color into team-up tiles and creates a 2-turn countdown while targeting a random ally. While on the board, this tile grants 1 turn of invisibility and gives a burst of 118 health to that ally at the start of your turn. As this scales up, he converts 5 tiles and gives a burst of 978 health. Lastly, Up North. It costs 6 black AP. It sends North Star and the target airborne for 1 turn. When the enemy lands, destroy 1 AP and 2 basic tiles in the airborne enemy's second strongest color. Deal 76 damage per tile destroyed. As that scales up, you do 362 damage per tile destroyed, and it destroys up to 3 AP in the enemy's second strongest color. That's what he does. I try not to be too down on too many characters, but we already know. I feel like everybody knows that he's on the same tier as, you know, Talos and a few other characters that you're like, they're just not happening.
Right.
I'm sure there is an esoteric combination where in a very specific scenario, him paired with someone else and someone's ability can do upwards of, you know, 500 damage. So, yes, you got me there. But otherwise, I feel that he is a touch lacking.
Yeah. At least Talos has a stun.
I'm not even going to be like, Craig, what's your build? Craig's going to be like, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it shook out to be all on its own.
Right.
Not for nothing, but also he never made an appearance in the Synergy segment. Like, nobody ever submitted
really?
A Synergy for North Star. So.
Oh, hey, somebody up there pick out the gauntlet and send Ray a North Star combo of some flavor. They need to make his sister a character in the game, right? And then they can Wonder Twins powers.
Yeah.
Or they could TNT. if you're up to date on that show.
Yeah, I am.
They hold hands, say something stupid, and get a fizzle of light.
That's right. They did more than that in the, you know, in back in the day.
Back in the day before they hated each other, sure.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
That show cracks
all right,
me up.
So that's North Star, and that's what's always sunny in Xandar.
All right, let's move over to mail then. Willie, what you got?
All right. So as I said pre-show, I'll let the listeners know. I haven't read these. So, hey, let's open these letters together. Over on the Reddit, I got a message from Jeff Duggan. There you go. I'll have more to add once we finish the boss event. But the first thing that came to mind during one of the music discussion interludes is that my youngest uses Rock You Like a Hurricane as her softball walk-up song. That sounds awesome. They actually do that in, like...
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, we've gotten to the point where wrestling-style intro music is now being played for, like, youth softball games?
Like, I've seen it in baseball. I didn't know about youth softball, but that's still cool.
That's absurd.
Yeah, don't they play it at that, what's that scrub league field you guys have next to your house?
Spikes.
Yeah,
they do.
Don't those guys get a song when they come out?
You know, I've honestly never noticed, but it's been like 3 years since I've been to a game, so you could be very well correct. I just haven't noticed.
Again, I've been to one game once, and someone came out to like Riding Dirty by Chameleonaire, and I was like, oh, this is a thing.
Fantastic.
So, walk-up music seems, it's not WWE style, it's not fireworks and, you know, other antics. It's just, so you've got to figure these kids are, you know, starting at the U8 level you know, some earlier than that. And they're really enjoying this and pursuing this, and they're all looking forward to the next tier. And they see, you know, these, what's the actual non-rude name for Scrub League Baseball?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Triple A? Quadruple A?
No, no, we're not that high in the chart, man. We are now in the not really affiliated with baseball league. It's like...
Okay, so anyway, yeah. I'm sorry, I must have misspoke again. I'm gonna...
It's whatever that new league is that they started.
Minor league and major league people coming out to a walk-up, they want to have that experience too, and they don't want to, you know, necessarily wait. So I'm way into this.
Totally on board.
Yeah.
And Jeff also said, and while I normally love me some mutants and new mutants, Cypher doesn't stand a chance last week. All right.
Well, I guess we'll see.
That's fair. Yeah.
Message from Samurai.
You and your logic.
Who said,
I've heard him.
So now that the boss event is in the rearview mirror, perhaps, or props to BC and D3. BC? Broken Circle? I know it's Broken Circle, but it just seems an odd abbreviation. Anyway, props to them for trying something different. It didn't go as planned, but they were responsive to the constructive criticism, or non-constructive criticism, and made on-the-fly adjustments. Hopefully this can be a learning tool for the next experiment, because we certainly want to keep trying and coming back with new ideas. On a side note, thank you to Lakestone and D3 for that reality stone. So they had a thing where if you participated in the forums a lot, January through June, I don't know what a lot was. It was like if you had X number of posts in the forum, you could actually get a reality stone. So he said, thank you. It gave Dream Samurai that little extra punch that made the later rounds a little less harrowing in the event. Also, by the time Willie delivers this, Craig will have gone through the news segment and talked about his favorite actress now having as many characters in the game as Dazzler and Namor combined. Number of times Ray's had to hit the bleep button so far, I'm putting the over-under at 1.5. Well, it's under. It was only once.
I restrained.
And it wasn't about her.
Yeah. Yep. Cursed about something completely different.
That was a minor curse.
Well, Craig, are you saying that because it's minor that it's not actually a curse word? I can't have that sort of improper use of the English language.
Ian, you're killing me.
Ian's on fire tonight. So there was a follow-up to that, a little bit of conversation with a Redditor, I Have No Clue, C-L-O-O, who talked about the podcast and asked Samurai if he was the Samurai from the podcast, and then said, I just found this a few weeks back. I kind of feel like a dork listening to a show about a phone game. Well, we do a show about a phone game. How do you think we feel?
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
but it is cool to know that there are others. I love the banter and that jazz. Appreciate it. Keep it up and I'll keep listening. Just don't be late again. Just kidding.
Hey, I would like to point out that jazz is not appreciated here. It is completely inferior to blues
Ray,
in every way.
Have you been using jazz in post? How dare you?
I don't. I definitely don't.
Okay. I'm a blues guy. The jazz can go stick it. While we're here, Ian, do you want to talk about this event?
Oh, it was just hard. Way out of my depth. Let me tell you a story about Agent Venom, Ragnarok, and who's Tommy Cramps? What's his real name?
Sentry.
Sentry, yes.
Sentry? They aren't getting it done. Past Stage 6, they're doing nothing.
Mm.
And if I tried to use one of the other Dark Avengers, the old Bullseye... Dakin combo? Oh no. Putting out strike tiles, now all of a sudden his 3 AP ability wipes my guys off the board before I get a turn? Pass.
Yeah,
I got massacred every time I played.
For me, is if I could get 5 black quick, Agent Venom's black would win every time, like in like one attack.
Oh.
So that was just my goal each time is, can I get 5 black? Oh, I got 5 black. Fire, I win.
Yep, I was like, okay, so you're tearing me apart if I use strike tiles. If I don't use strike tiles, even if I do nothing but deny blue, Gargantos is going to cascade into 7 blue, 4 turns max. So then I'm dead instantly. Then I have to wait 2 turns, in which he has plenty of time to cascade into more blue. So by the time he gets back from invisibility, I'm dead again. Yeah, I played just enough so that I wasn't dead last in our alliance. And I was out of health packs and effort by Saturday morning at the latest.
Man, I'm drawing a complete blank as to who my third person was. It was Agent Venom, Green Goblin, and...
So I'll tell you who mine were. Maybe it'll jog your memory.
Oh, Scorpion.
Oh, Scorpion.
Yeah, Scorpion's purple was excellent.
Yeah, Scorpion's purple was
whichever one where he attacks multiple times.
I don't have a viable one yet.
Yeah, yeah. His multiple attack thing was real good.
So I started out doing all five stars because I have the five stars. So I did the Daken, I did Yelena, and Green Goblin. And as it turns out, my experience wasn't that far from what Ian described after, you know, after we got a few rounds in. So I actually switched to using Scorpion and Agent Venom, who did way better than Goblin and Yelena. So I would use one of the five stars to kind of just be my damage tank, and then Scorpion and Agent Venom to do actual damage.
Yeah. 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 My Green Goblin was just there to, you know, pretty much soak. Yeah.
Goblin was...
And he would die once in a while and be like, eh, whatever.
Goblin does more damage with his black, but it's way more expensive. So, yeah, Agent Venom was...
Yeah, you only needed five black for that Venom. Yeah, I mean, that was... It's a bargain.
Makes a world of difference.
For sure. So, despite my own personal experience, this boss event was way better than the last Gargantos boss event.
Right.
It was thoughtful, it was challenging, it was complete. The only thing I didn't notice last time was there a story to go with it? I feel like sometimes the boss events have a story, but maybe I dreamt that. Maybe they do in my mind because there's other things going on while I'm playing the game. But it was so good. So much better. The first one was decent. This one was a notable improvement.
Now, I think the first one was just way too easy. And I think this one started out being way too hard. So, you know, we just got to find that happy medium and we'll be good.
Yeah, it was good.
I still, even though it made it really rough, I still like the idea of needing to use Dark Avengers. I like the idea of needing to use a subset of characters. Maybe not for every node or whatever, but, you know, I like throwing that in now and then. I think that's a good deal. All right.
See, now that next time Galactus runs, it's going to be only the Fantastic Four.
That'll be rough.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's just anybody who's ever been a member of the Fantastic Four? You could
Batman.
In, like, all the Spider-Mans, all the...
No, just Batman. None of the rest.
Nope. They all get...
No, Craig.
Unrelated to this, and not appropriate for this show, but I'd already mentioned it once, and I've just been exploring while you guys have been talking about other things.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of games that 505 has put out that I own and love is way larger than I anticipated.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, they make a lot of games. They make Stardew Valley. They make, you know, Portal Knights, Payday 2, No Man's Sky. I was like, man, this is a lot of things.
I wanted to play that game. I haven't played.
What's that?
No Man's Sky.
Was it
not good?
I don't like space. Or space games. Oh. That's not my genre.
I got you.
But yes, it was well done. But, I mean, and, you know, other things that I'd mentioned before. Death Stranding was good. Dead by Daylight was good. Don't Starve Together. Book of Demons were all good games that I played. Gems of War, if you like a match 3 game that isn't this one.
I still got Willy Wonka for that.
You would.
Of course you do.
You would. You're a monster.
All right, let me get through this mailbag.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So, over on the Reddits, Dances with Weevils posted again.
Fastest show ever.
And said, I, for one, welcome our new numerically designated masters. as a person with a complete roster, I enjoyed the Gargantos event, as it had me trying new things. But once I realized the key was Agent Venom, then it became like every other event, with me using one team/duo the entire time. On top of that, my alliance is down a bunch of other complete roster players, and we have a number of people in 3-4 star land. It does not seem like it was much fun for them. They either had Agent Venom or they didn't. Seems like a flip of the coin, but I appreciate that it has to be harder if they're giving out 5-star covers. Yeah, I think that's true too. You're giving out 5-star covers a little harder. I get that. Of course, you know, that's coming from, again, somebody who has the roster complete, so I get it. It could definitely be more difficult for others. GodzillaFan67 over on the D3 forums.
He's a real kaiju.
I really hope that the broken up clue is for a 5-star Jane Foster Thor. Well, congratulations. I'm looking forward to the art team putting Natalie Portman in the game just to annoy the Puzzle Warriors 3. An added bonus would be if she were a straight-up named 5-star Natalie Portman, and in parentheses, greatest actress ever.
Who earns? Don't you dare put her up on that pedestal with Alec Baldwin.
He also said, and assign her an Academy Award-winning tag.
Ugh.
And to further clarify, it will bother exactly one of the Puzzle Warriors.
All right, I don't get this last one, so I think I'm just going to skip it.
All right.
So there you go. That's what's in the mail. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Moving on then. Get ready, Ian. Once again, I am Hans.
Oh, no. And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump. You up.
You up. all right, let's see what's going on. 3 stars that are boosted this week. Captain America, who I believe I recently put a 4-star Sharon Carter on, thanks to the Puzzle Gauntlet. He is fantastic. His projectiles will be increased in their effectiveness, as will his red direct damage. Captain Marvel, boosted again? I feel like I talked about her last week because I never know what I say. I just jibba-jab because she kind of, she probably does a black damage increase like the other one does with her, and probably red damage
as well. She was definitely recent. Sure. Like, I don't know if it was last week, but it was, yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, seems very familiar. And I still don't, it's because I don't learn my lesson. I don't make notes of appropriate things. I just make notes that say, watch Diamond Dallas Page superhero shows when I could be making notes that could improve the show. I guess I could have figured that out about 340 shows ago. Let's talk about recently reworked Sam Wilson. His purple damage along with his purple projectiles will be increased, as will the amount of damage he increases tiles with his, I want to say, yellow. Iron Man, red direct damage and blue AoE will both be boosted. Kamala Khan, her green stretchy punch, good times. Her burst healing probably also improved. Now, we've got some 4 stars that are boosted this week. The always popular, at least in my world, America Chavez.
America!
Is boosted. So, as long as she maintains AP superiority, she'll have increased green damage. When she kicks her way through the multiverse, more damage there, and that is it. Who's this? Monica Rambeau? I've heard of her. What do we got here? Oh, she's going to do more damage if her purple is activated, more damage with the red, and the burst healing, if that tile makes it to the bottom, you'll get more healing out of there. Ah, Peggy Carter. Everybody's favorite Captain America. More red damage,
definitely
more
the
blue
prettiest.
Damage. Oh, by far. Well, Chris Evans is. So, I'm gonna challenge you a little bit on that one, but you know, not to diminish Peggy Carter in any way. But let's see, what's his last fella here? Oh, it's you guessed it, Falcon again. I like that. That's easy. Oh. He's got better yellow projectiles. His red damage is increased, and. His blue tile buffing.
Is that a screenshot from Falcon 3.0, the video game?
Almost certainly.
Oh, that was a good game.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, Hydra Stomper is boosted.
Oh.
So bigger projectiles and extra damage from Stomp.
I wasn't getting that graphic. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
What's that? The thing in the background? Yeah, I wasn't sure. Yeah. I just scrolled up a little bit and it helped me out. All right, let's see. So Black Panther, yes?
Sorry, the graphic the graphic on that one made me laugh.
Which one? For Black Panther?
Yes.
let's see. He is doing extra damage with his black, some red damage, and you guessed it, yellow damage. Uh-oh. What's going on here?
Well, we're not sure.
Too small for me to see.
So it turns out that Captain America is boosted, 5-star Captain America, but there are two of those.
I remember him.
Yeah,
we're just not sure which one, or is it both?
We don't know which one. All the update says is 5-star Captain America. It doesn't say anything else.
Okay. Well, then.
Here you go.
This makes more...
New info from Ice. Ice says it's the first Avenger.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. That's not the bearded guy. That's the original one, right?
Yeah, the OG.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so more shield bash damage, more coordinated offensive damage, and he'll have bigger special tiles with his yellow.
Thanks, Ice.
Yeah. Colossus is boosted. And let's see. More blue damage and more black damage. And bigger strike tiles. And last but not least, Ronin, the Accusor. Let's see. More damage with Judgment Call, more damage with Hammers of Justice, and more damage with his uncompromising repeaters. Now, here's some Samurai Says tips. 3-star tier. Carol being boosted improves her chances of tanking so that she takes the damage to generate AP. She may work well with non-boosted this week. Kamala's AoE still packs a good punch, but just be careful if you see Carol in PvP. 4-star tier. There are exactly 2 teams worth building this week. Building around America's critical creation and her high match damage, and building around Peggy's 2-3-turn stun. And 5-star tier. Hooray! Odin's gone. PvP isn't going to be a defensive slugfest this weekend. Oh, sorry, what was that? Colossus? Well, never mind. Does Colossus prevent damage?
Yeah, he sure does.
Okay. Take that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yep, I'm sure it'll be another fun-filled time of Colossus with Wanda teams. Because that's always nice. Fun. No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
But it's a good defensive team because you see it and go, I'm not fighting that.
Yep, that's why I look at it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that again. I'm like, I just don't.
I don't have that kind of time.
It's not that exactly. I can't. I just don't want to.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I'm like, I just don't want to.
For Craig, it's just one long board shuffle.
That's right.
I'm out. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, now we're going to get into a sports car and really speed into the Thunderdome here.
Okay.
Okay.
Except that's trademark, so not the Thunderdome. The,
No. Atmospheric pressure dome.
Yes. There you go. Thanks, Ian. Brought to you as
weather event dome.
Weather event dome. Brought to you as always, Terrified.
Terrified.
Last week, as Ray mentioned briefly, we had Cypher versus the Rawhide Kid.
Boo.
All right, Ray, please tell me that an X-Man was able to defeat some guy with a pistol.
Really? Okay.
Yes, I think any mutant should be able to defeat some guy with a gun.
Hmm.
That's a bold statement.
All right, well, 2/3 of the vote say otherwise.
Oh, come on, people.
Rawhide Kid wins. Well, what does Cypher do? Cypher doesn't do anything.
If you haven't noticed in every comic book ever, mutants can take a severe beating compared to non-mutant people.
Yeah, but can they take a severe shooting?
What about a severe shooting?
And every X-Men is trained in hand-to-hand combat. I say Cypher whops. He just whops on this guy.
Yeah, not so much.
Fine. This week, we'll see what happens. Ray, you go first.
Oh, okay.
Because this will be fun.
Sure. So this week, I got somebody who had no idea who it was, but apparently, if you were in ancient Egypt and worshipped the god Horus, you actually were worshipping this eternal. This eternal named Corypheus? That may be how you pronounce it. He's an eternal. So he has all the eternal stuff. If you saw the movie Eternals, there you go. He's got the strength, he's got the resilience, he's got all that. But the special talent that Corypheus has, this guy is really into music. Like, he loves music. He is a brilliant composer of music. He can play all known musical instruments, whether they are of human or eternal design.
Does he have rhythm?
Yeah, buddy.
Does he have music?
Apparently.
Does he have his girl? Could he ask for anything more?
Probably some actual powers.
You want powers? Wait till you see who you're up against, buddy, because have I got powers.
So I got an Eternal. That's what I got going for me. If you like tunes, he might be your favorite.
Let's talk about a Mr. Yes, that's right. Samuel Stearns. You guessed it. A.K.A. The Leader. So The Leader It's just some schmo who got hit with gamma radiation, and instead of getting Hulk-like or Abomination-like powers, it was targeted only at his head, which grew to Hulk-like sizes, and he became the leader.
Ha! It's a big head!
Yes.
Found it backstage. Told me I could keep it.
I got it.
Just go.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything you said. I'm sure it was funny. I just totally cut out.
I was just going, you know, with the big hat joke from Celebrity Jeopardy, except, you know, big head.
Oh, nope, I didn't even hear it, unfortunately. I'm sorry. All right. So, the leader, who often teams up with the Abomination and Red Hulk and other people who like to menace the Hulk. I mean, he's a super genius, which...
Like Wile E. Coyote?
Yeah. So, maybe he's had time to study tactics and is an average to above fighter?
I mean, look at the arms in that picture Ray posted. Dude is ripped.
Yeah. So that's promising. I don't know. I mean, Ray's guy's an Eternal. My guy's also the leader.
Yeah, and as we know, I mean, you know, the leader has been killed multiple times. He always comes back.
Oh my goodness.
He was just a villain in the Hulk comics very recently, so he's still around.
Right. Doesn't he use his super intellect to also travel through the green door so that he can come back to life all the time?
We don't talk about what's behind the green door.
Doesn't he sometimes get possessed by one below all and use his powers to try to destroy the Hulk?
Yeah, you know, he's got some stuff going on.
Yeah, so he tries.
Yeah.
He is a very classic, you know, I've heard of him, so that's way better than Ray's guy, who I've already forgotten.
Hey, just as a side thing, in the current Hulk comics, he got really angry, shot off a giant burst of gamma, and turned Thor into a Hulk. So now Thor's a Hulk, and Hulk's a Hulk, and it's just Hulks all over.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's an Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway. All right, everybody. Ray, put up the vote there.
Oh, yeah, I should do that. All right, so in Discord, if you want to vote, I'm going to put a post in here. All you have to do is go there and react to the appropriate reactions. Let me get the reactions placed on here. We've got I put it in the wrong place. Give me 1 second. We've got a musical note for Korophos and a Hulk symbol for the leader.
Leader taking an early lead. I like that.
He is. He really is.
Yeah. But yeah, everybody please vote. We'll get back to you next week. And I think that finishes out the bracket, right?
That's the bracket. Well, no.
Oh,
we've got the two that we rolled for next week.
Oh, right. Right. Sorry. In my brain, since they were done, they were done.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Next week closes out round one of the bracket.
Yep.
Wait till you see next week's matchup. It is something. It is stellar. All right, boy, we're almost done. Ian, you got Steam open?
I do.
You going to open a token?
I will. Hey, the Red Guardian.
Sorry, just thinking about that other TV show.
Yeah, I know. It did not need further explanation.
Yeah, but boy, that scene was fantastic.
Whole thing was funny. Ray, you still doing one at a time?
I am, until Crystal leaves.
Okay, do it, Doug.
So, I also got a 4-star. Hey, it's that 4-star Cyclops guy. I can maybe put a new uniform on him.
Yeah. All right, I've got 5 of these to go. Number 1 is Polaris. Well, she's important. 2, here, Lizard, Lizard, Lizard. 3, Whoop, Whoop, Whoop. 4, Valkyrie. And all 4-stars, Coulson coming at you. So no purples this week. Hmm. Who earns? Ian, what's on the... Oh, sorry. Thanks always. This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. This and several other excellent podcasts working together to bring you a variety for your listening enjoyment. Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I'm good.
Yeah, if I had it, it's gone.
And it's gone.
Floated away into the ether.
There you go. All right, thanks everybody for joining us this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them please at Ray.
Bang, bang.
Puzzle Warriors 3 or the Marvel subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or on the D3 forums. We like all those places. If you want to throw us a bone, go to our webpage, click on that Amazon banner, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, his buddy Darwin has nothing on him. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.